You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Maiken Scott. People migrate for all sorts of different reasons. War, persecution, poverty. Here's another reason, climate change. There are different organizations that track this, and they say millions are displaced every year due to climate or weather-related disasters. Think things like floods or droughts and land loss. Most people move internally within their countries. Others cross borders looking for a new home. But as Irina Zhurov reports, resettling those people who are fleeing climate change is not so easy.
The idea of climate migrants, climate refugees, if you will, has become mainstream. But Alice Thomas, who manages the climate displacement program at Refugees International, has a hard time pointing me to a climate refugee.
People ask me all the time, you know, I get interviews like, where are the climate refugees? You know, I want to go, which camp are they in?
She says climate change likely has a hand in the erratic rains, droughts, floods, and the displacement they cause, but it's rarely the only cause for movement.
Climate change impacts are interacting with other effects to drive people, you know, from their homes.
Ask a migrant, and most times they won't say climate change forced them to relocate. But, says Thomas, that's going to change. It's already changing. Take, for example, a case out of New Zealand. Lawyer Trevor Zeus represented a family that in 2007 left the tiny Pacific island nation of Tuvalu. It's hard to imagine wanting to leave the clear blue waters and sandy beaches of Tuvalu, but floods, saltwater intrusion, and storm surges were making life harder there. The family settled in New Zealand. In 2012, they sought permanent status. They claimed to be climate refugees. Zeus said that bid failed because legally, there's no such thing.
Of course, climate doesn't persecute directly.
The Refugee Convention protects specific groups of people persecuted by their government. But Tuvalu's government was doing everything it could to protect its people. It just couldn't fight rising seas.
The government of Tuvalu is every much a victim of climate change that are as its inhabitants.
Ultimately, the family appealed using a kind of workaround. They argued that their human rights would be violated if they were sent back to Tuvalu, both by the disruption in established relationships in New Zealand and the potential risk of exposing their children to bad water supplies in Tuvalu. They won. Of those who stayed, though, nearly every household on the tiny Pacific nations of Tuvalu, Kiribati, and Nauru has been impacted by climate change. The low-lying islands could drown and disappear altogether in the coming decades. In other words, more families will relocate, only to find there's no clear path forward for them.
We need a system, we need laws and institutions to be able to deal with this, and that doesn't exist in an... I don't know of one country where that there's an effective institution in place that's working or thinking about this.
That's Alice Thomas again with Refugees International. She says the human rights workaround used by the New Zealand family isn't a solution for others in their situation because human rights laws have no teeth. It's up to individual countries to choose if they want to implement international law and how.
An assumption that the countries are going to suddenly open their arms widely for, you know, potential large numbers of people who are going to move is just...
It's just not happening, she says. One option is to draft an international document, like the Refugee Convention, specifically to cover climate migrants. That's unlikely. Such agreements take a lot of time and are politically fraught. And anyway, says Cosmin Kurenda, a researcher at United Nations University, international conventions are reactive. Too late.
We already know how people are reacting. We already know that people, after a climate change scenario appears, they have two choices. They adapt or they flee.
Kurenda says we should plan ahead instead.
Even if you stop today, the climate change process will go on. This is scientifically proven, but we can diminish the impacts of climate change upon people in different parts of the world differently. This is what I think we're missing in international law, preemptive measures.
Agreements to take in climate migrants, for example. Planned relocations in extreme cases like Tuvalu. He proposes regional agreements, where countries with similar needs and outlooks can coordinate. There have been some discussions among Pacific states for how to handle climate migrants, but nothing is in place yet. Whether the law exists or not, people are migrating.
It's not there yet visible. but it will be.
For The Pulse, I'm Irina Zhurov.